Ay.
Now we're starting cement-top reisha in Gimel. Now, the Mishnah in Bamei Madlikin, we say it every Friday night, we say. Bamei Madlikin, Bamei Madlikin. So the Mishnah gives a list of certain shmonim oils that cannot be used for Neir Shabbos. Why? Because they are not nimshach well after the psila. And the Mishnah also mentions what kind of psilis cannot be used, wicks cannot be used for Neir Shabbos. Why? Because it doesn't burn well. The fire doesn't attach. It doesn't stick to the wick. So that's Gabi Neir Shabbos. Gabi Neir Shabbos. So how about the same shmonim that cannot be used for Neir Shabbos because they are not nimshach, and the air is not eichis, the fire does not hold on to the wick. Can it be used for Neir Chanukah? So there are three mandomas in Shabbos: Ravune, Rav Chizde, and Rav Zeira. Ravune says that shmonim upsileis she'in kshirim l'Neir Shabbos is ein kshirim l'Neir Chanukah, bein b'chayil, bein b'Shabbos. Because Ravune holds, number one, that kofso is zokoko. In other words, suppose the question is, you light the Hanukkah candle, and then a minute later, it goes off. Are you mechuyev to be misaknet and to rekindle it, or you're not mechuyev? So there is a machlekes. So Ravune holds kofso zokoko. In other words, if let's say it is extinguished before half an hour elapses, so you have to rekindle it. Some mele, the shmonim and the psilis that are not kosher from your Shabbos, why aren't they kosher from your Shabbos? Because they don't produce a good fire. The fire is not stable. Some mele, for the same reason, they cannot be used for the Hanukkah. They cannot be used for the Hanukkah because kofso, maybe it will go off. If Hanukkah is b'meis achel, not Friday night, maybe it'll go off, and he will forget to rekindle it, and he is mechuyev to rekindle it. That's the reason as to why, according to Ravune, so shmonim upsilish omur chachomim that cannot be used for the Shabbos, so cannot be used for the Hanukkah b'meis achel. Why can't it be used for Hanukkah, for Friday night? There is not child to say that, so then he's certainly not allowed to rekindle it. It's Shabbos. So Ravune also holds that mutali shtamish leiro. In other words, that you can use the light of the Neir Chanukah for your own use, you can use it. So mele, on Shabbos, since you can, let's say, can read a newspaper by the light, by the fire of the Neir Chanukah. So suppose if it is the kind of shemen that is not nimshach, or it's a kind of a wick that is not good, so the fire might go, so it will not burn well, so then it might be matter the neir. So you'll be either a meloche de raisin. So that's the reason as to why it cannot be used, the shmoni de psilis cannot be used for little Shabbos on Hanukkah. So the reason as to why it cannot be used b'misachil for Hanukkah according to Ravune is because he holds kofso zokoko. The reason as to why it cannot be used for little Shabbos in Hanukkah is because Ravune holds mutal yishtamish leo. That's Ravune. Then Rav Chizde says that the shmonim upsilis that apostle from the Shabbos, so akosha from the Hanukkah misachil, but not for the Shabbos. Why? Because Rav Chizde holds that kopso ain't his okoklo. In other words, if the fire is extinguished, he's not mechuyev to rekindle it again. Some mele, so I do a, so he can use even a shemen or a psilo that is not good. If it gets off, if it goes off, if it's extinguished, he's not mechuyev to rekindle it. So that's why b'mei sacheil it can be used, but for the Shabbos it cannot be used. Why? Because Rav Chisda holds that it's mutar yishtamish le'eiro. So mele there is a gzeira shemayati. Then Rav Zeire says that shmonim upsilish shomu chachomim shein kshirim le'er Shabbos so kshirim le'er Chanukah bein b'mei sacheil and bein b'lil Shabbos. Why? Because Rav Chisda, I mean Rav Zeire, Mishmei Rav, he holds number one that kofso is ein zokeh klo, so memele he can use the shemen that is not good or a psilo that is not good for nechanike. What even if it gets off, he is not mechuyev to rekindle it. So memele, so there is nothing wrong in using those shmonim and those psilos. And it can be used for Lil Shabbos also on Chanukah, because Rav Zeire Mishmei de Rav holds that also Lishtamish Leo. Also Lishtamish Leo. So Mele, there is no Gzeire Shemiyate. He's not allowed to use it for his own uses. He cannot read a newspaper by the light of the Chanukah anyway. He cannot eat a food by the light of the Chanukah anyway. So Mele, he can use those Shmonen Epsiles for Nechanike, even for Lil Shabbos. And we paskin like Rav Zeire. This is what Machava says. Kol ha-shmonim ve-apsileis k'sherim le-Nechanike, ve-afal pi shein ha-shmonim nimshochin achar ha-psilo, ve-inu-eir nis le-yofe be-is ha-psiles, so it's kosher v'chanike, because kofso in an zokel. Then the Ramo says, u-miu shemen zayis mitzvah min ha-mufra, ve-im ein shemen zayis motzu, mitzvah bishmonim she'eron zach v'noki v'neyagim dineseilu lehadlik b'neyah shel shavo ke'eron tzolu k'moy shemen. In other words, even though every shemen can be used for nechanikeh because kofso in his okonklo, that means he has no avere, he's not mechuyev to rekindle it. As long as it burned for 1 minute, and as long as he put in enough oil so that it could burn for half an hour, but for some reason it was off, because there was a wind blowing, or it was put off for some reason, so he's not mechuyev to rekindle it. But there is definitely a hiddur in rekindling it. So Mele, the Mordechai says, that there is a mitzvah min ha-mufra to use shemen zayis. And if Shemen Zayis is not Motsu, is Mitzvah Bishmonim, She'eron Zach Vinoki. V'neyagim Neseilu Lahadlik B'neyah Shal Shavo, a wax candle, Ke'eron Tzolu K'moy Shemen. Now, this is Ramo, and the Mechava continues. V'afilu B'lil Shabbos, not only can the Shmonim Upsilis be used for Nechanikev Mesacheil, but even B'lil Shabbos. V'afilu b'l Shabbos b'sirchi mechanike, mutal hadlik mechanike, hashmonim v'apsili she'osu l'hadlik b'hem ne'er shel Shabbos. Why? Because it's also l'ishtamish b'hem. So memele, there is no gzeira shemiyate, he cannot use it for his own uses anyway. So there is no gzeira shemiyate. Ime'enesim b'ne'er, so then Ramo mentions, and that's a very important thing, Ime'enesim b'ne'er, rak kidei shio mitzvasi. Why? That's a Jewish Rashbo. Because the halacha, that it's osal yishtamish le'eiro, why is it osal yishtamish le'eiro? Because of bizu mitzvah. And the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk in connection with Kisu Adam. When you shecht a tzipeir, or you shecht a tzipeir, or a chayo, So you have to be mechase the dam. There is a mitzvah of kitzur adam. So the Torah says v'shofach v'chiso shelo yechase b'regel. In other words, you cannot cover the dam by pushing your feet, because that's not respectful towards the mitzvah. So that is the avuye of the Yisrael of bizu mitzvah. In other words, tashmishi mitzvah, you're not allowed to be neig bizoyim. As long as it can be used as tashmishi mitzvah, you're not allowed to be neig any bizoyim in it. Let's say, ilulef, you cannot use ilulef on sukkahs, let's say, to sweep the floor. After sukkahs, you can use it even as a broom to sweep the floor, because it's not imit for any mitzvah. But during sukkahs, that it's imit for a mitzvah, so you cannot be mivazet. So that is the reason as to why we are not allowed to be mishtamish the fire of the nechanike for his own uses, because it's a bizu mitzvah. Some male rishonim say that's only shayach as long as it is a heftzer of mitzvah. But after it burned for half an hour, so you're not mechuyev to burn that it, to let it burn anymore. You can extinguish it, you're dying after it burned for half an hour. So male, it's not a heftzer of mitzvah anymore. So it's like iluev and esrik after sukkis. You're not mechuyev to be covered in it. So Mele, the Jewish Rashba says, the only reason as to why it is muta, even if it happens to be on Friday night, so the Shmonin and the Psilis can be used, because there is no Gzeira Shemiyate. Why isn't there Gzeira Shemiyate? Because he cannot be mishtamish with the light of the Nechanike anyway. But he cannot be mishtamish the light of Nechanike before it burned for half an hour. But after it burned for half an hour, then you are allowed to be mishtamish. Since you are allowed to be mishtamish, so memele, there is a gzeire, shemoyate. So memele, the whole aloche, that shmonim upsilis, that apostle from the Shabbos, akoshal in the Chanike, even b'lil Shabbos, is only if he put in the neir just the shio that to burn for half an hour. But if, let's say, he put in oil more than to burn half an hour, if he put in oil so that it can burn, let's say, for 35 minutes, more than half an hour, some mele, he cannot use his shemen that is not good. Because maybe after the half hour, after it had burned for half an hour, he'll be reading a newspaper by the fire of that Nechanike, and the fire will not be stable, it will keep on jumping, so it might be matter the Neya. This is what the Rashba says. Then he says, now the Mechava continues, L'vishu oso l'ishtameish b'n Nechanike b'n b'sharet b'n b'cheil, v'afilu livdik mois, o ilimneison le'eiro osa, afilu tashmi shal g'dushe, ki'in lilmi le'eiro osa, So in other words, that 2 days, that's a machlekes between the Balamoya and the Ramban. The Balamoya says that in view of the fact that the Yisya of using the Nechanike is based upon the posse of Yishofa v'chiso, So when is it a bizoyen? If he uses it for a secular purpose. But if he uses it for learning Torah, let's say he wants to learn a certain memoir by the fire, by the light of the Nechanike, he's allowed. That's not a bizoyen. When is it a bizoyen? If he uses it for a secular purpose. That's the Balamoya Shiti. But the Ramban and most Rishonim, they say it doesn't make any difference. It is still considered a bizoyin. It's still considered a bizoyin. Even if he uses it for a mitzvah, to learn Torah, so he's still not allowed to use it. So the Mechaba mentions both days. Then he says, V'neyagin lehadli k'neya neisef, shim yishtamish leiro, yiye leira neisef, shu eise shuhudlet achi, v'yanecheu enechenu mirochi k'tzaz, mishor neres mitzvah. There is a minhag, besides the number of candles that he has to light for Hanukkah, depending upon the day, and according to his practice, one extra neir. Why? Because he might use it for his own purposes. So he has to set up an extra neir, so the melee he won't have to use for his own purpose the neir is Hanukkah. Uvimdine seilu ineyagin lehesi. They're not missing. Rat mniach etzla ha-shamesh sheboi madlik ha-neiris v'yu odif tvei. That's better, because if just lights an extra candle, so then it might be confused, mixed up with the regular neiris Hanukkah. But the shamesh will never be mixed up with the regular neiris Hanukkah. So in other words, we should let the shamesh burn. So mele, if he does have to read something, he'll be able to read by the light of the shamash. What if tvei v'yesh la'aseise yeser oruch mishor neiris? And the shamash should be bigger. Either bigger or it's placed on top. So mele it will not be mixed up with the neiris Hanukkah. Shimbol yishtamish yishtamish le'ise neir. Im nisarif neir shel Hanukkah ho'osa ba'anoye. Bishor neiris, afu echad belefli bottle. That has to do with the halachas of taruves. Yeah, because the dovah shebiminyan, so it's a dovah choshuv, and it's afu belefli bottle. And neiris, especially neiris Hanukkah, are sold by number. So it's a dovah shebiminyan, so it's not bottle. They have a dovah shel minyan, elo yadlik na taruves. Kol kach, kol kamo shebivadai neir shel heta delikim neir shel isa. In other words, if one was Nisarev, so then he has to be Madlik two. If two were Nisarev, he has to be Madlik three. If three were Nisarev, he has to be Madlik four. Sederik Mner Shal Isa, Vios Muter Li Ishtami Shetla. We left off yesterday, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, Siv Beis Hadloke Eise Mitzvah Lefichoch Im Kofso Kedim Shova Zmano Ein Zokuk Vafu Kofso Berev Shabbos Kedim Kabole Shabbos Shadayin Hum Begeim. So he didn't burn at night at all. He's in a position to rekindle it. It's still early, so he can rekindle it. He's not mechuyev to do it, because kofso in his okok. Now everybody is amazed at the expression by the Mechaber. He says, "Adloko is a mitzvah. Lifichachim kofso kidim shavos mano in zokok." Now the question whether hadloko is a mitzvah or anoche is a mitzvah is a machlekes in the Gemara. One mandoma says hadloko is a mitzvah. Another mandoma says anoche is a mitzvah. As to whether kofso zokok or in zokok is a machlekes between Rav Huneh and Rav Zeira. But it's two separate machlekes. One has nothing to do with the other. From the Loshon of the Mechaber, it would appear that if we were to assume that Hanocho is a mitzvah, then we must say, like Rav Huneh, that Kofso is Zokoklo. The reason as to why we say Kofso in Zokoklo, like Rav Zeira, Mishmeder Rav, because we pass Hanocho is mitzvah. It's two separate questions. One has nothing to do with the other. So the Taz raises that question against the Mechaber. And the Taz says that when the Mechaber uses the expression, Hadloka is a mitzvah, Lifichach im kofso kidim shavah zmano, in Zokoklo, he doesn't mean Hadloka is a mitzvah, the Shaila in the Gemara, whether Hadloka is a mitzvah or Anoche is a mitzvah. He uses a similar expression, but what he means is, as long as he was Madlik, even though it was extinguished and it didn't burn for half an hour, so he already fulfilled his obligation. So the expression adloka is a mitzvah is not to be understood in the same sense as adloka is a mitzvah that the Gemara discusses. Whether adloka is a mitzvah, anocha is a mitzvah. The Gemara discusses the question, adloka is a mitzvah, anocha is a mitzvah, in regard to the question, what gives it a halei shem nechani? So the Mandoma who says anocha is a mitzvah, the fact that it was placed and the windowsill, and the Pesach HaBayis, and the Pesach HaChutz. So, Lishim Chaneke, that gives it a Halei Shem, Neir Chaneke. So Mimele, suppose the Chereshit of the cotton would kindle the candle, and then a Godel would place it on the Pesach HaBayis, so it's all right. The Mandoma who says, Hadloke is a mitzvah, so it's not the anoche that gives it a halei shem nechanike, but it's the hadloke. So mainly if a chereshit of a cotton kindled it, so the shem nechanike is not hal on the neir, even though a godel, a bendeo, so he put it on the Pesach HaBayis, so it doesn't become a nechanike. That's the shayla in hadloke is a mitzvah. And here the mechaber means hadloke is a mitzvah, in other words, that it's not an essential element of the mitzvah, of Ner Chanukah, that it should mamish burn for half an hour. He has to put in enough oil so that it could burn for half an hour. If he puts in less than is necessary to burn for half an hour, then he's not mekayem the mitzvah. But if he put in enough oil, and so that it would burn, but for some reason it was extinguished. An unusual wind all of a sudden started to blow, and it extinguished the fire, the candle. So then he's not mechuyev to rekindle it. So this is what he says: hadlok is a mitzvah, as long as he was madlig in the Chanukah under circumstances that should enable it to burn. So the Mogen Avrom says, Inachaname, suppose he was madlik pachutz in a place where the ordinary wind that blows there or normally will blow out the candle, and it did blow out the candle, and he didn't rekindle it, so then he's not mikayim the mitzvah. That he mentioned the name of the Shulta Agberim and the Bach. V'imemido, the Mogen Avrom says, V'imemido b'mokim ruach, v'kofso, zokoklo, d'havikil l'nosam bo shemen kishir, v'lo yivorich. So, v'ro l'hachmir v'larzach l'hadlika v'chol inyen. V'chol inyen, in other words. That means that Hadloka is a mitzvah means here, it's not, when Mahaba uses the lotion, Hadloka is a mitzvah, it's not in the context of Hadloka versus Hanoch. That's not a shayla, what makes it into the Chanukah. But here it's in a different context, in a different sense. Hadloka is a mitzvah as long as it was madlik in the Chanukah, under circumstances that should enable it to burn, but for some reason it didn't burn, so it was mikayim the mitzvah. Now that doesn't mean, as I saw some mechaberim write, that according to Mandoma, that kofso in zokoklo, that's the way you pass them. Kofso in zokoklo, like Hazir and Shmei Rav. So then the mitzvah consists in the maisa adloki. And according to Mandoma, who says kofso zokoklo, Ravune, so the mitzvah consists in the candle burning. That couldn't be, because everybody has to agree that the mitzvah is not the mais adloke, but the fact that in the bais there is an erdol. Voraye, not every member in the house is mechuyev to be madlik. So what is it? It's based upon shliches. It's not based upon shliches. It's not if the bal bais is a shliach of all his children. They don't have to appoint him as a shliach, because the basic obligation is that the bais has to have a near dolk, not the mais hadlok. And v'horaye, According to the Rambam, so even the Mahadrim and Mahadrim consists in the Balabais being Madrik of the Neiris. And the other members of the household are not Madrik any Neir. But the Balabais is Madrik as many Neiris as there are members in the Mishpoch in the house. He has a wife and he has 8 children. So altogether he has members in the Mishpoch 10. So he's Madrik 10 Neiris the first night, 20 Neiris the second night. But who does it all? The Mais Adlofi, the Balabais. So how is his wife Yetzeh and how is all the children Yetzeh? The answer is because the mitzvah does not consist in the Mais Adlofi. The mitzvah consists in having a Nechanike Doluk in the Bais. Of course, the Chereshit with cotton is Madlik, it's not even a Nechanike, it's an ordinary Neir. But if it has a Chalishem Nechanike, and this burns in the house, so it's Mikhail the mitzvah. But the Machlekes, where the Kofso Zokoklo, Kofso in Zokoklo, the Mandoma who says Kofso Zokoklo, he holds, in view of the fact that the mitzvah does not consist in the Maisad Loki, but in having a Nechanike Doluk, so Mele, if it is extinguished, some Mele, he has to rekindle it, and if he doesn't rekindle it, he's not Mikhail the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah does not consist in the naked act of being madlik, but in having a doluk, and he didn't burn for half an hour. And the Mandoma who says kofs in his okok law, he holds that inasmuch as he put in enough oil, so that it should burn, but for some reason it was extinguished without any fault of his, so then he is not mechuyev to rekindle it. So he was mekayim the mitzvah of having in a Nechanike Doluk, even though it was Doluk only for 1 minute, for 1 second, not half an hour, as long as it should have burned, but for some reason, V'horayah the Behetev and the Primigodim and all the Nesikelim say, suppose b'mezid, he extinguishes the fire, let's say after it burned 25 minutes before it burned, half an hour, he deliberately extinguishes the fire. Then he's mechuyev to rekindle it. If he kindle it, and if he doesn't, he was not mekayim the mitzvah. If the pshat in kofso in zokoklo would be, as I saw some mechabrim, the writer, that the mitzvah is only ma'is adloke, so what difference does it make whether it was unintentionally extinguished or intentionally, deliberately extinguished? The answer is, according to everybody, the mitzvah consists in having a Nechanike Doluk. But, so the question is, having a Nechanike Doluk, how long? So the Mandoma who says, Kopso Zokoklo, in his Zokoklo, holds, it has to be Doluk for half an hour. If it's not Doluk for half an hour, even though it's not his fault, it wasn't due to his neglect, so he has to rekindle. The Mandoma who says, Kopso, in his Zokoklo, so if it's not his fault that it was extinguished, so even if it burned for a minute or for a fraction of a minute, so it was also a kind of mitzvah of having a Nechanike Doluk for some time, even though it didn't burn for half an hour. Now, so the but only, so the Mavrom says in the name of Shulta Geberim, only if he put the Nechanike, he set up the Nechanike under such circumstances that normally it should burn. But suppose he set it up in a place where there is a strong wind and normally it will be extinguished before it will last for half an hour, so then he's not in kind of mitzvah of having a Nechanike Doluk in the Bais. Now, in Yerushalayim, so the minhag has been, since the establishment of the Yishva Yoshin by the Talmidei HaGor, so the minhag has been in Yerushalayim to be madlig in Neres Chanukah the way it was bizman Chazal, bizman of the Tanoim, al Pesach Shem Bachutz, not al Pesach Abayi Shebechotzer, not on the windowsill, but al Pesach Shem Bachutz. In Goles, they couldn't do it because they lived among Goyim. So we couldn't do it. But in Yerushalayim, so the Talmidei HaGor establish that practice, that to set up a Ner Chanukah on the door facing the street. Now, how were they able to do it? So the wind should always blow it out. So they set up a Ner Chanukah in a lantern. And the lantern had like glass walls. So first they lit the Ner Chanukah, and then after they finished lighting it, so they pushed down the glass door of the lantern. This is the way it was done in Yerushalayim since the establishment of the Yeshiva Yoshin by the Talmidei Hagon. And the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov did the same thing. There was no disagreement on that. But Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin said that's not the ideal way. He didn't want to do it that way. Because suppose you wouldn't push down the glass window of the lantern, what would happen? In a minute or two, the wind will blow it out. Only because immediately after lighting the candle, so they push down, they pull down the glass window of the lantern. But at the time of the lighting, it was lit under such circumstances that the normal wind would blow it out, except that they blocked the wind by pushing down. So that comes within the words of the Magen Avraham, the Shulta Geberim, that if he pulled it down, if he set up the Ner Chanukah under such circumstances that the wind will blow it out, so then we don't say Kopso in the Zokofo. Then everybody agrees that Kopso is Zokofo. Now, but Rabbi Shalev Diskin was the only one. So what did he do? He also wanted to be Maduk in Bachutz. So he had a worker construct a special lantern that was completely covered, not with windows, but there was an opening, a small opening at the bottom, and he was able to light through the side, bottom or to the side, through that small opening. He pushed in a match or the shamash and he lit the candle. So that means that the moment of kindling it, so it wasn't destined to be blown out. The way everybody else did it, so at the moment of kindling it was destined to be blown out, except that a minute later or a second later he pushed down the glass window of the lantern. But here it was completely covered, completely encompassed by glass. But there was a small opening through which he was able to light the candle or the oil or the wick that is inside the lantern. But he was the only one who did it that way. But all the other Zikni Yerushalayim, including Rav Shmuel Salon, he did it that the way the Talmidei Hagro, established the practice by simply lighting it and then pushing down the wind of the lantern. And as far as that Magen Avraham is concerned, I think the Magen Avraham is not neged this practice. Because the lotion of the Magen Avraham is Vimemido Bimokim Ruach Vikopso Zokuklo Dhavikilului Nosam Boshemen Kishir. So the Magen Avraham emphasizes Vikopso Zokuklo. He doesn't say Vimemido Bimokim Ruach. So then it's like putting in less oil than is necessary so that it would burn forever now. Why do you have to mention Vikof Sezokopo? You should mention, if you put it in Pimoruach, so it's like putting in less than the quantity of oil that is required to enable it to burn forever now. So the answer is, in other words, the fact that at the moment of the kindling it was destined to be blown out, except that the glass window of the lantern is immediately pushed down, so that does not make it analogous to the case where he puts in less than is necessary to burn for now. But when do we say kof sof is in zakofot? Even though the mitzvah consists not in the ma'is adlakim, but in having in the hanigadol. Only when it is without his fault that it was kof sof. But if deliberately he extinguished it, so then the Berheitev and the Tumigodim say, then of course he's Okoklo. So Mele, if he puts it Bimpimo Wach, so he knows that a minute later, or 2 minutes later, or 5 minutes later, or 10 minutes later, in all probability, the wind will blow it out. So Mele, it's his fault that it was blown out. So then it is Okoklo. So he's not the kind of mitzvah of having in the Hanukkah Doluk. But in the case in Yerushalayim, where the minig is that they light a candle while the glass wind on the lantern is pushed up with the intention of a minute later of pushing it down, so then he's not negligent in any way, because his intention is to push it down immediately, a minute later or half a minute later, so then the wind will not have an opportunity to blow it out. So Mele, even if it is blown out, but it's not his fault that it's blown out. So then we pass. I think that Rabbi Shalev Diskin himself didn't mean that all the Jews in Yerushalayim weren't in kind of mitzvah. It was his own chumre, like his own chumre and other things. But not that it was a b'teras psak, that if you light the candle while the glass window is pushed up, so then you're not mikayim the mitzvah. All right. Hadloka is a mitzvah lifichoch in kofso kidim shavazmano in zokoklo. Vafil kofso be'erev Shabbos kidim kabol Shabbos shatayinu b'geim in zokoklo. V'cheinim l'acha shedliko bol isakno v'chibo is a b'shegeik in zokoklo. So you see that the Mechaber himself implies that if deliberately extinguished, then he's not mikayim the mitzvah if he didn't burn for half an hour. He says, "V'cheinim la'acha sheidliko bol isakno v'kibo yiso v'sheyik in izokotlo." Not as some mechaberim say. I saw it written by many mechaberim of Slovak, that according to Mandoma Kofsa in izokotlo, the mitzvah consists not in having a nail doluk, but in the ma'is adlokeh. If the mitzvah consists in the ma'is adlokeh, so even if deliberately he blows it out, he already was madlik. The answer is no. The mitzvah consists in having a chanukah. But if he was madlik and he should have burned for half an hour, and without his fault it was extinguished, so then even though it was doluk for less than half an hour, he's also a kind of mitzvah. And the Mordechai says that there is a hiddur to rekindle it anyway. Vesalevi also passes like that. Vesalevi and Dinechanik. Alright. Vimreitel Hachmer Latzmi Lazal Adliko in Livore Cholel. So from this, so the Vesalevi is Mdaik from the Loshen of the Rajbo. He says, in Livore Cholel. So apparently there is a Kima Mitzvah, there is a Hidu in the Kima. If there is no Hidu, so he has to tell us that in Livore Cholel, of course in Livore Cholel. It's a Vore Cholel Tore. Because he's not Mikayim Mitzvah. So we see from the Loshon of the Rashba also that he agrees with Mordechai that even though Kofsa is Zokoklo, so he's not a Chayte. Because he already fulfilled his obligation, even though he didn't burn for half an hour. But because normally he should have burned for half an hour. But there is certainly a Mitzvah in Amufra to rekindle it so that it will actually burn for half an hour. Neir shel cheres shehidlik boi laila achas na'ase yoshi. So it becomes mos v'imadlikim boi laila acheres elikei hadoshim b'chol laila v'mein le'yelo yoshon masiki b'chol laila, so that it won't be mos beya in fire. V'neir shel matres in tzori chodosh v'shel schuchis v'shel cheres mechuse diniki matres. Because it's only a question of yes mos or not mos. So memele, if it's coated if it's coated with something, so memela it's not mos. In chesishin lipsile is lachlifom achetichle. One shouldn't say it's not the ideal way to use a wick that was already used. He should, every time he has to light a Hanukkah candle, he should take a new wick. No, on the contrary, a wick that already burns with a better flame because it has more fuel value. So you can use even an old wick that was used many times, and the more it was used, the better it burns. It has more fuel value. So you can use the wick until it is completely worn out, that it couldn't hold any fire. But as long as it is capable of holding a fire, so then it can be used. We're up to Simen Tov Reish Ayin Daled. Now, the halacha mentioned in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Daled is based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Madlikim Inea Linea. And Rav says that a Madlikim, a Asad, to be Madlik Minea Linea. And Shmuel is Matar. Then Abaye says that Mar, his Rabbe, behold Milze Ovid Kerav, except in three things. And this is one of the three things, that Rabbe is Ovid Ke Shmuel. That means that Rav paskens like Shmuel. Like this, his general rule is Hilchasi Kerav B'Yisure. But here, Abaye says that Rabbe paskens was Neik like Shmuel. Then there is a machlekes between two Amoroim. One Mandoma says that that Rav asers because of Bizu Mitzvah. Rav asers, so it's because of Bizu Mitzvah. So when is a child to say Bizu Mitzvah? If it's out of the kinse. In other words, if you are not madlik directly one Hanukkah from the other Hanukkah, but you use a chip or a match or a shamish, so then it's a bizoy mitzvah. But if you are madlik directly one Nechanikeh from the other Nechanikeh, that does not involve bizoy mitzvah. So even Rav the Machmir who assers, he only assers if it's al day kinse. But so then it's also because of bizoy mitzvah. But if it's minea linea, so it's muta. And Shmuel is matir even. Shmuel is matir even al dekinse. And the other mandoma says no, that the machlekes al dekinse even Shmuel asers because of bizu mitzvah. And Rav, when Shmuel is matir, so it's minea linea, not al dekinse. Because there is no bizu mitzvah, and Rav asers are filum in elinea because of hakhushen mitzvah. So the question is, how do we pask? Now the Gemara says kashe on the lotion that the machlekes is in hakhushen mitzvah. So it's kashe. So there is a machlekes lishen. So there are two lishenes here in Shulchan Aruch. Madlikim nechanikim nechanikim. Vidavke lahadlik ze mize biloyem tsoi. Avol mizel ize aldineo shol cheil is osa. In other words, that's like Rav, and like the Mandoma, the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is in regard to the case of aldekinse. So Rav, and we pass like Rav, because Hilchasik Rav b'Yisure, in spite of the fact that Rabbe was neig like Shmuel here, we still pass like Rav. So that's why the Mechaba says in the first lotion, Vidavke lahadlik ze mize is muta, because then there is no bizu mitzvah. Avo mize, dirosa. And the loyem tsoi, avo mize lize al dineo shel cheil is osa. So it's muta only directly, beloyem tsoi. But al dikinse, or al dishamesh, so then it is osa. It is also because of bizu mitzvah. V'yeish matirim gam boze. In other words, there's the Rishenim who pask in the Balatrumes and the Ran who pask like Shmuel, in view of the fact that even though the general rule is Hilchasik Rav b'Yisure, here it's Yisure, But here, Rabbi himself was neig like Shmuel. So Memele, and we pask since the Gemara says Kashi, the Gabi the Loshen, the Machlekes is Nakosh Mitzre. So that means there is no Madoma who holds that it's Oser because of Akosh Mitzre. So the Machlekes is in Bizum Mitzre. And Shmuel is Matir, even in the case of all the kings. So that's why he says, V'yeish patirin gabuzeh elim kim b'inyen, sheish lochus, sheyir behanir sholcheil, keidlem sheyadlik ner acha sholchanike. So then even Shmuel is made that it's osa. V'inoagul hachmir, b'nir eschanike sholil hadlik afil minir linir. V'yika mitzvosei eine yelo nirechot, v'ashor eine limitze kolkach, v'lochen in lahadlik zemizeh. So the Ramo is paskins like the Mordechai, that even directly it's osa. Why? Because true that there is no bizu mitzvah if one neo mitzvah is lit directly from another neo mitzvah. But as far as the Ika Chiyuv is concerned, so one neo is enough, and the other neo is only a matter of hido. So when we be muter, a minei linea, if let's say one person of two separate families, let's say, so each neir is in the same level, so then he can be madlik one neir from the other neir. But if the same bais, the same person, and he's madlik the second night, let's say two candles, so mele the first candle represents the kachiyuv, whereas the second candle is only hido, so mele it involves the bizon mitzvah. Lochin lahadlik zem mizeh, v'chol zeh hini rak beishet ilkin l'mitzvosom, aval acha sh'ovah zman ha-mitzvah, mutorim ba'noye kolchken sh'mutor lahadlik mehen, if the candle already burned for half an hour, so then it's not, there is no bizon mitzvah, so then you can be madlik another candle, even al de kinsen. יש מי שאימר שנר של ביס הכנסס ושל שבת ושל חניקה כולם של מצווהי ומוטה להדלק זה מזה ועדי נר של תמותירו נר לחילה הצורך נר וביה נר של ביס הכנסס אין לייל סימן קוף נדלת ציף ודלת שהדלוקו יש מצווה ולא ינוח הדלוקו יש מצווה ולא ינוח Suppose somebody put in a candle, not lishchanike. He wanted to use it for some other purpose. Then he realized that he has to light the Hanukkah candles, so he lighted lishim chanike. Even though the candle was set up originally not lishim chanike, but it did not become in Yashol Chayil by virtue of the Anoche. Because what is kiveya the halishem the chanike the hadloke, not the hanoch. The fichoch hashoshis shohoyso the lekes kolayei sheidliko merav shabes lemitzas chanike lemitzoy shabes mechabe umadliko lishem mitzve umikol mokeim tzoyer sheadlikeno bimkeim anochos sheidliko bifnin del gemara says that even though Hadlok is a mitzvah, so then one could argue that he can be madlik the neir, let's say, in the house, and then so he says he liko bifnim v'itzia lochutz is lo yotzo. So suppose he was madlik the Hanukkah candle inside the house, and then he took it outside. So since Hadlokeh is a mitzvah, I could say that he was mikayim the mitzvah Hanukkah because he was madliket. So it became in a Hanukkah. Still, he's lo yotzo. Shehoreye eimei alitzeyach el madliko. So it has to be nikah that it was nidle lishim Hanukkah. So mele, since the Hanukkah is lit outside, that was the practice. Bizman Chazal, so mele, he cannot be madliket inside and then take it outside. V'cheini madliko ve'erzo b'yodi v'imkeimo lo yotzo sh'orei e'imeya li'tzor chiyoi chazo. Suppose a person holds a candle in his hand and he lights it and then he holds it for half an hour. So he's not mikayim the mitzvah. Why not? After all, adloke is a mitzvah. So he doesn't require any anoche. The answer is, it has to be nikah that he lit it with kovet chaniki. So if he puts it in a certain place, then everybody knows it's a Shem Hanukkah. But if an observer sees a person holding a candle, he will not say that he's doing it L'Shem Hanukkah. He probably has to find something. So he lit a candle. So since it's not Nikah as L'Shem Hanukkah, so Mimele is not Mikayim the Mitzvah because the essential thing is the Persum Nisei. So it has to be apparent to everybody, to every observer, that it was lit L'Shem Neach Hanik. Yeish mi she'emeya v'chiven dihadloke l'ise mitzvah soich she'yitin shemen b'neya kidei shio kedem adloke avu im bira v'hidlik v'hakein eisif shemen ad kidei shio lo yotzo yedich evose. In other words, so there is a shite that in view of the fact that adloke is a mitzvah, so memele he has to put in enough oil to that it could burn for half an hour before his madlike. But suppose he puts in a drop of oil, it could only burn for 5 minutes, not half an hour, and he lights it, and after he lit it, he fills up more oil. So then he's not mikayim the mitzvah. In other words, it has to, at the time of that adloke, it has to be capable of fulfilling the mitzvah of nechanik. Isho madlekes nechanik. So in other words, even though the general rule is misesesh hazman kome, so noshim apturis, and that applies even to mitzvahs derabbanon, so an isha should be ptur from nechanike, but afein hoyo beis hanes. So memele noshim are also mechuyovis. There's the three things of the Tazman Gome, that Noshima Mukhiyovis, because Afein Hoyu Bisanes, Nechanike, Mikomigile, and Abba Cases. So even though the three are Mitzisesh and Shazman Gome, according to the general rule, they should be Ptureis, but they are Chayoveis because of Afein Hoyu Bisanes. Aval Imidliko Chere Sheite Vikotin, Loi Oso Klum, Ve Aval Pi Sheinicho Godin. So the first Loshon the Mechaber has reference even to a cotton that is a gear lechinuch. So he cannot be made the whole bais, because since his only chiyuv is because of chinuch, not mitzad mitzvah atzmo, so mele he does not acquire a chaleishem nechaniki. So v'yeish misheimeya. Bikotin sheigia lechinuch is muta. Again, that's a raya. But so the Arishanim will say that if a cotton that is igia lechinuch, so it can be made in whole bais. But ligabe kriyas amigilo, the mechaba paskens in ilchas kriyas amigilo, mefeirash, that even if a cotton sheigia lechinuch reads the migile, he cannot be made to others. Why? Because he's only a chiyuv of chinuch. So why is it that some Rishonim say in regard to Chanukah, so the is made to the whole bayis? The answer is over there by Kriyas HaMegilo, it has to be based upon the aloha of Shemiyah Keine. So in order to apply the aloha of Shemiyah Keine, he has to be mechuyev vidavo. And the kotn shegil chinuch is not considered a real mechuyev vidavo. It's only mitzat chinuch. Perhaps the chiyuv is only on the father, and even if the chiyuv is on the cotton himself, But it's a different kind of a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv mitzad chinuch, not mitzad mitzvah atzma. Masha'inkin here by Nechanike, it's not on the base of Shemir Keine. How does the child to say Shemir Keine? The bracha is a berksam mitzvah. But the main thing is the hadloke. It's not shayach to say Shemir Keine and the hadloke. The answer is because the essential thing is not the ma'is hadloke, but the fact that in the Chanukah is doluk in the bais. In the Chanukah is doluk in the bais. But a cotton shalo yigia lechinuch, if he lights the candle, even though he has the intention of lighting it, which in Chanukah is a very smart child, but he does not acquire a chalishem in the Chanukah. Masha'in kein, a cotton shalo yigia lechinuch, so he's mechuyev. Whether the chiyuv is on himself, on the cotton, or on the father, but the fact is that he's mechuyev. So mele it acquires a chalishem nechanike. So in the chanike is dolok in the house. If in the chanike is dolok in the house, so mele is the whole bais, the whole mishpoche is yeitz. V'yeish v'sheim v'kotn shigia lechinuch muta. Ul didon v'cholechom ne abais madel lefne atzmei kotn shigia lechinuch tzoch lehadlik gamkein mitzad his own adloki.
We left off last time on Thursday at Simen Tov Reishayin Vov. Seidah HaBrocheis VeHadloki HaMadlik V'Leil Rishayin Mivorer Gimel Broches L'Hadlik Nei Chanike. The Girs in our text in the Gemara is Nei Shel Chanike, but Shulchan Aruch has the Nusach of L'Hadlik Nei Chanike, not Nei Shel Chanukah, but Nei Chanukah. Apparently, he had a different year saying the Gemara. So, I mean, there are two ways of saying it. The Siddur Agro has both ways. Nei Chanukah and Nei Shel Chanukah. All right. So, Vishoso Nisim, Vishachayonu. Vim Libir, now, that's the first night he has to say Shachayonu. But the other night, he doesn't say Shachyonu. Vim libir zman belil rishen, mivore belil sheni. Suppose he didn't say Shachyonu the first night, so he has to say it second night. Oy kishi yiske. Milil rishen ve'eleich, mivore beiz, lehadlik vishos anisi. Vivorech kol abroche iskidem shiyas lehadlik. So, of course, in respect to the broche of lehadlik nechanikeh, liashol chanikeh, so it's the Roposhut, there's the general principle that Birkas HaMitzvah has to be recited Evel HaSiyosam, Evel HaSiyosam. But in respect to the other two brachas, that's a special aloche in Yeres Chanukah. Generally speaking, you only have the bracha of Alei Amin, but here you also have a bracha over and above the bracha of Lahadik Ner Chanukah. A special bracha, Shosanisim Laviseinu, and a bracha of Shachayonu. So does the aloha of Evel HaSiyosam apply to these brachas too? Or, in view of the fact that even a Reye, one who sees Neres Chanukah, has to say Alanisim, Shosanisim, Shosanisim and Shachayonu. So it's not, it doesn't apply only to one who is Madrik. Even Reye, some emailed the aloha fever las yosan doesn't apply. Only in respect to the broche of Lahadlik Nechanike, the aloha fever las yosan apply. Pashtas aloshan of the Misecha Seferin tends to indicate that way. Because Misecha Seferin, Perikhov, Misecha Seferin, it says that he's Madlik, before he's Madlik, he recites the broche. He recites the broche of Hadlik Neir Shal Chanukah, and then he says Aniris Halol Kedishayim, and then Misar Sofri mentions, and he's also Mevorech Shoso Nisim Shachyon. So Pashtas Haloshin of the Misar Sofri tends to indicate that the Aloha of Evel HaSiyosam applies only to the Broche of Hadlik Neir Shal Chanukah, but does not apply to the Broche of Shoso Nisim and Shachyon. In view of the fact that these brachas apply even to Yoreyeh, Not only the madrigal, it's not the birkas hamitzvah, it's just the birkas shvah. There's the pasuk aloshen.
Still, there are more pasuks in the name of the Maril and the Marum. Gutenberg says the same thing, that even the brochas of Yosan Nisi and the brocha of Shachayonu have to be recited before he is madlik the nearest Hanukkah. Even though that brocha applies to Yoreya too, but vis-a-vis madlik, there is a special mechayit. In other words, it's not the same aloha. The reason as to why a madlik has to say Shosan Nisi and Shachayonu is not because he's loigorath nirei. Every time you are madlik, you are also nirei. You see your own candle that you are. No, it's a special aloha. Reye has to say Shosan Nisi and Shachayonu mitzad reye. And then there is a special takone that madlik has to say it, not just mitzad reye, but mitzad madlik also. And mitzad madlik, so he is mechuyev, so the Maram Rutenberg and the Maril and the Ramo pastors like that have to say it, kedem asiyos. The Ruch HaShulchan says that even though so many poskim assume that the Misach HaSeifrim is contrary to the Psak of the Ramo, but it's not muchach. The Misach HaSeifrim can be explained in accordance with the Shita of the Maril and the Maram Rutenberg also. It's not the only deal from Misach HaSeifrim is because Psach HaSeifrim says in Perek Chov, he mivorich lahav nikneyos hachaniko, and he says haniris halol kedeshe, and then he mentions the bracha of Shosan Nisim Shachayon, and of course it goes without saying that haniris halol he starts saying after he lit the first candle. He can say it while he is madlik the other candles, but after he lit the first candle. So, and since the Misach HaSeifrim mentions the broche of Shosan Nisim and Shachayonu after mentioning Aneres Halolu, so it's mashpi, it's not muchach, and maybe the Rishenim had a different gear saying in Misach HaSeifrim, because there are many Toisefers Misach HaSeifrim, there are many Toisefers. Anyway, he says, the Rosh Hashulchan says, that everybody has to be naked like the Psak of the Ramo, and not rely on what appears to be the Pashtus Halosh of Misach HaSeifrim. Because so many Rishenim say that even the broche of Shosan Nisim and Shachayonu have to be recited Eivel Asiyos. Alright. Now, Mi Shal Hidlik V'ini Osid L'Hadlik Be'isei Alaylo V'gam Mi Madlikin Olov B'seir Be'isei Kishereya Nechanikal Mivorech Shosan Nisim. This is the halacha of Reye. Uvelil rishin mivorek am shachayonu. Vimahakeim bilil bei zirgimu bo lahadlik in chizar mvor shayon. So that's the halacha of Reye. So that's the shayle. The reason is why the madlik has to say broche of Shosan Nisim in shachayonu is because he's loigorat and Reye, because every time you are madlik, you are also Reye, or there is a special mechayev mitzad madlik. So from the Psak of the Ramo, it's mashma, that it's not just mitzad reye. Because the Ramo says that he has to say it even as yoson. So there is a special chiyuv as a birkas hamitzvah. And because of that, he has to say even as yoson. Acha shehidlik, emir aniris halolu madlikim. Al ha-chuyis v'al ha-nisim v'al ha-niflois. Al-niflois. In other words, you have exactly 38 words in Aneres Halolo. In the piyut of Aneres Halolo, you have 38 words. So, the first two words, that's the name of the pizmen, of the piyut. Aneres Halolo, so we don't count them. So in other words, so that means Haneris Halolu, without counting the two words of Haneris and Halolu, so Haneris Halolu has in it 36 words. Now how many candles do you have to light in the course of Hanukkah? 36.
8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1. So equals to 36. So that's why Achash Hidli Kimir Amiris Halolu on the Maglikin, Alachuis Anisan Flois, because the Lamed Veis Teveis. So it corresponds with the number of nearest Hanukkah that the Jew is madlik, that a single Jew is madlik in the course of the 8 days. Now, Sife, Yasril Hadlik Lil Rishain, Bineir Hayesa Yumini, Uvlil Beis Kishiesif Nerechot, Somuchloi, Yasril Vivore Halaneset, Shehu Yesa Smeli, Hil Hafnes Lemin, Vichain Bil Gimu Kishiesif Oidechot, סמוך לבייס נעירס הראשיינס, יסחל בנעסף. ובוי יסחל הברוכו, והכן יפנו לצד ימין, וכן בכל לילה נמצא שתמיד מבורך על הנעסף, שאומר על הנעס, שהרי ביטספס היום עם נעסף בנעס. I mean, that seems to be not as a very important halach, but everything is important. Everything, there's a lot of wonders involved. Even in this din. So there are three regular shittas of Pesukim. The shitta of the Mechaber is one shitta. Then there is the shitta of the Marshal and the Gro, which is Chilik and the Mechaber. And then there is the shitta of the Levush and the Taz, which is also Chilik and the Mechaber, but on a different question. Now, here the Bes Yosef is applying two halachas, two principles. One principle is what the Gemara calls kol pinei shato peine lo yie elo derachim. So, according to Bes Yosef here, and you'll find it in other dinim Shulchan Aruch in Bes Yosef. So kol pinei shato peine lo yie elo derachim means that you start from the left and you go to the right. Does it mean derachim mean? You start from the left and you go to the right, the way you write English. So how do you start from the left and you go to the right? So that's kol pinei shato peine lo yie elo derachim. There is a sheet of the Levush is chel, and he says just the reverse, that kol pinei shato peine lo yie elo derachim implies that we should write the way we Jews write Lashon Kodesh. So how do we write? We start from the right and we go to the left. Not as Bes Yosef assumes. We start from the left and go to the right, and derachimin means the direction is yamin. But the yuel derachimin means you start. The starting point is yamin. The way we write Hebrew, we write Lashon Kodesh. We start with the right and we go to the left. Now, so the shita of the Bes Yosef is kol pinei shato peine lo yie elo derachim implies that we start with the right and we go to the left, the way we write English. Now, then there is another principle involved here. The shita of the Ikar HaMitzvah is one ayah, every night, even day it's night, just one ayah. But mitzad hidur, mitzad mehadrin, so the first night we light one candle, the second night two candles, the third night three candles, the eighth night eight candles. So the question is, and what should you start first, with the Nesef or with the Ika? So the shita of the Bes Yosef is that we start with the Nesef. Now the Marshal and the Gro Achelik said, why should we start with the Nesef, which is only Mitzad Mehadrin, Mitzad Mehadrin and Mehadrin? We should start with the Ikar. Now let's say, vis-a-vis someone who lights the candles on the window, because that's the general practice in the whole world, except in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the only place we are madlik al Pesach HaBayis. So it's really not relevant to us. But to us, the most relevant case is when we light on the windowsill. I mean, here in America, we certainly light on the windowsill. So according to Mechaber, let's say, suppose here is the windowsill to the street.
and I put here and there. So the first night,
so I put here is the left end of the menorah. So I put one candle here. Then the second night, then the first time, according to Mechaber, so you put the menorah here, so you put the candle at the extreme right, of the menorah here. The second night, you put one candle here, and one candle here, and you start here. The third night, you put one candle here, one candle here, one candle here, and you start with the nesif. And you start from the left to the right. Kolpinish at the panel, yield after me. The fourth night, you put one candle here, one candle here, one candle here, one candle here, and you start here. You start from the left, and you go to the right. So you start the second night, you started the nesif. The first night, there is no nesif. But the second night, you started the nesif. The third night, you started with the third on the left. The fourth night with the fourth. The fifth here. Then the last night, you put a candle here at the extreme left. And you start lighting it from here. So you go, you start with the nesif. And you light all the candles here. And you go from the left to the right. That's the shite of the Mechaber, Now, the Marshal is chelik on the Mechaber. The Marshal said, insofar as the question of Kol Pinis, Shat Pinil Yield, Achimini is concerned, the Marshal agrees with the Mechaber. Not with the Lewush. That it means you start with the left and the direction is the right. In other words, the way we write English. Some melee and the grow, but the Marshal says, why should we start the second night with the Nesef? So Nesef is only Misadhidro, and we should start with the Ika. We should start with the Ika. So according to the Marshal and the grow, so the way to light is like this. You set it up, the first night you set up a candle at the extreme left of the menorah, here. And you light it. And then, the second night, you put in here, another candle. And you start with the Ika here, and you go. The third night, you put a candle here, and you start here with the Ika. And you go from the left to the right. And then the last night, of course. So you start from here, so it'll be the same way is according to Mechaber, the last night. Yeah. And you go all the way. So that is, Kol Pinish at Pinil Yield Achimin, means you start from the left and you go to the right, but as far as which has to be lit first, so whereas the sheet of Mechaber is, that the Neisef has to be lit first, so he says, no, that's not reasonable. This is only Misadhidu. Is so first one to be lit should be the Ika. Now the Kasha raised, the Asogia raised by the Marshal and the Go, and the Go is he criticizes the Mechaber Shita so much. I really don't understand it. It's so difficult, so strange. Of course you have the Mechaber is also made it that you have to light the Ika first. But the Ika means the first candle that you light, that's the Ika. Why does he call it an Nesef? It's called an Nesef from the point of view of the position of the candles in the course of the 8 nights. So in other words, if, let's say, the first night the candle here, and then the second night you put the candle here, and the candle here. So relative to the position of the candle the first night, so this candle is an Nesef. But relative to what you are doing the second night itself, never mind what you did the first night. So whatever candle you light, that's the Ika, is the aloche, that the candle has to be in the same position every night. You can light the Hanukkah candles in one minute in one room the first night, and the second night in another room, and you place them in the air in a different position. So Meled, it's also an Ika. The first candle that you light is the Ika. I really don't understand the Asoge by the Marshal and the Gon. But anyway, this is, so far I mentioned two sheets. Then there is a third major sheet. There is a third major sheet of the Levush. Now the Levush happens to agree with the Mechaber on the question as to whether you should start with the Nesef, the other nights, or with the Ika. So he agrees with the Mechaber. But whereas the Mechaber holds that Kol Pinish Atapinil Yelder Achimin imply that you start from the left and you go to the right, you mean in the sense of direction. So Levush it is, you start with the right and you go to the left, the way we write Lashon Kodesh. You start with the right, you go to the left. So Mele, according to Levush, according to the Levush, so the first night, if this is a candle, so the first night you put a candle over here, you light it. The second night, you put another candle here, and you start with the Nesef, but instead of the Mechaber, you start with the Nesef here, and you go this way. So, according to Levush, you start with the candle here, and you go this way, the third night, with the candle here, and you go this way, from right to left. These are the three sheets. So these are the three major sheets, and actual sheets. But of course, if you want to find combinations, so let's say the Levush happens to agree with the Mechaber on the question whether you start with lighting the Iker or the Nesef, so that you start lighting the Nesef, but somebody could agree with the Marshal and the Levush, except I don't know of any Poskim who agree. So in other words, so there are three actual Shittes, and there are two more possible sheets. Whether there are such poskim, I don't know. I didn't go through all the poskim, what they say. But actually, the Mishneh Berurah, or Hashulchan, I mean, and all the poskim, I mean, the latest poskim, so they mention three actual sheets. One in accordance with the Mechaber, one in accordance with the Marshal and the Gro, and one in accordance with the sheet of the Levush and the Taz. The Taz agrees with the Levush. So in other words, when you light Hanukkah candles, so if you observe the various Jews, how they light it, so you see all kinds of combinations. But fortunately, in this case, you have to be a Nilu in order to light it in such a way that should not be consistent with any sheet. It's very difficult to light it in such a way that it should be inconsistent with all the sheets. No matter what you do, you'll probably coincide with a certain sheet, an actual sheet or a possible sheet. But unless you do it in a haphazard way, I mean, and there is no correspondence between the way you do it the first night and the way you do it the second night. They are so used to, I mean, one night they light one way and the other night they light the other way. I mean, they toss a coin before they decide how to light the Hanukkah candle. But actually, there are three major sheets. And the Mishneh Berurah says that you can do it either way, because there are many poskim who agree with the Levush, there are many poskim who agree with the Marshal and the Gos. We're starting Simen Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. Achsanoye Sheimadlikin Olov Bebeisei. Suppose someone is a guest of another person on Hanukkah, and let's say he doesn't have his own family, he's not married, so, and he stays Hanukkah with the host, so then, like this, if he's a member of the family who always lives there, so then he's part of the bais of the family, whether he is a child, not a child, doesn't make any difference, even if he's unrelated. But if he stays together with a certain family all the time, so he's a member of that household. Family. And then, so he's in kind of mitzvah if the Balabais lights the candle. But if
he doesn't stay with the host all the time, but he's just a guest for a week, for 2 weeks. So mele, he cannot be considered as a member of the household of the Balabais. So mele, he must be madlik in the Chanukah, even though the mitzvah, the chiyuv, is not the ma'is hadlokeh, but to have an adoluk, as it was pointed out many times. But every bais, every household has to have its own adoluk. And it just because the balabais, the host, is madlik an eir, so that means that the eir is doluk for the household of the balabais, but it's not doluk for his household. He is a separate family, he is a separate household. So the only way to do it, either by being madlik himself, or there's another way. If he shares in the oil or in the candle, in other words, he gives the balabais, let's say, a dime, and he wants to have a chelik in that oil, in that candle. So mele, when the balabais is madlik that candle or that oil, so he's really madlik not just for himself, but for two batim, for two households, for two families, for the family of the balabais and the family of the teirach.
He's like a partner, a shutev.
Yeah. Achsanoye shemadlikin olav bibeisei tzorich los isputel balabais lishtatifimei bishemin shol nechanik vim yeishlei pesach posuach liatzmei. Suppose he has a door that is a separate opening, separate door to his room, so then it's not enough to share in the expenses of the candle, because the observer will pass by the door of the teirach and they won't see any candle. They won't see any candle. So mimele, they'll think that they won't know that he shared in the expenses of the oil. So they'll be cheshed him that he doesn't light any Chanukah. So because to remove chshav, tzorech lahadlik bepisrei. Aval pi sheise bais in miyuchad al lishaino vu eichil al shulcham al bais, even though for the duration of the time that he is a guest of the balabais, so he eats in the same room as the balabais, and he depends upon the achile rather than upon shine. But in this case, because of chshad, he has to be madlik bepisrei. And of course, as it's pointed out, when he is madlik pisrei, he should be mechaving not to be yeitze with the hadlok of balabais, because miikra din he is not mechuyev. So, but only mechshad. So mele, how can he say broche if the whole hadlok is mechshad? But if he is mechaving not to be yeitze with the neir of balabais, so he's not yeitze the neir of balabais. So then he'll be yeitze with the candle that he himself is madlik on the Pesach of his door. Afal pi sheise bais im yuchad al isheino v'eichel al tshuch v'la bais v'yoha adin li ben ho eichel eitzel ovi. The same thing is true of ben ho eichel eitzel ovi. In other words, if he has a separate room and that room has a separate door to the outside, so then is mechuyev misad achshad to be madlik b'yatzme. V'yeish emrim b'zman hazeh shemadlikim b'fnim mamesh yadlik mimokim she'eichel v'chei noav. Now, that today that we are madlik inside, not al Pesach habayis m'bachutz, so mimele he should be madlik b'mokim she'eichel, and it's not shayach shad, because no one is madlik on the Pesach mibachutz. So how will any observer who passes by b'cheishadim? V'cheinu ag. Now, siv beis. Kotein sheigia lechinuch tzorech lahadlik. Now, this requires an explanation. There is a machlekes between Tesfes and the Rambam in the Pshat and the Gemara, mahadrim min amhadrim. So according to the Rambam, the mehadrim min amhadrim includes the mehadrim also. The good mahadrin also, and the calling of Tesis, no. So the mahadrin and amhadrin, so they are madlik only one neir the first night, and not neir lechol echod echod, as many candles as there are members in the house. So, but the first day he's maglik. One neir the second day, two neiris the third day night, three neiris. Now the Mechaber, remarkably, paskens, even though usually he paskens like the Rambam, but here he paskens like the Mechaber, paskens like Tesfis. And the Ramor paskens like the Rambam, except that whereas, according to the Rambam, so the Balabais himself is madlik as many neiris corresponding with the number of members in the family, so the Ramor says each one should be madlik. But in the net result is the same. So the net result is that the Mechaber paskens like Tesfis, and the Ramor paskens more or less like the Rambam. Now, so the psak of the Mechaber is that no one, that even the Mahadrin Amhadrin, so it's not that everyone is Madlik separately. Just Balabais is Madlik, and is, but he's Meisiv Hilel. So what does it mean, the Mechaber, Kotn Shegiel Lechinuch Tzorech Ladlik? I mean, even if he's a Godel, he doesn't have to be Madlik. Only Balabais is Madlik one year the first night, two nearies the second night. So why should a Kotn Shegiel Lechinuch be more Chomor than a Godel? Than a Godel? If he had been a Godel, so then he wouldn't have to be Madlik. And if he's a Kotn Shegiel Lechinuch, he has to be Madlik separately. So the Nisikilim say that in view of the fact that the Mechaber paskens like Shitas HaTesfes, so Meila, the Siv Beis has to apply to a case where the Kotten has his own house. In other words, he lives by himself.
A rich boy.
So he lives by himself, he has his own house. So Meila is Mechuyev to be Madlik himself. That's the case the Mechaber has referenced. Yei Sheimrim, She'afal Pisha Madlikin Olov B'Sir Beisei, Imu Bimokim Sheim BeYisrael Madlik Bibroches Kichayev Liris Mordechai. Now that is taken from the Mordechai, but it's a pele. The old Nisikelim raise a question: how come that the Mechaber who paskened in the previous simen, like the Rishenim, that if his wife is Madlik, let's say, in another city, so then when he sees the nearest Hanukkah, he doesn't have to say the broches of Shos and Nisim and Chachayon, because in his bais in the other city there is a near Dolok. So the Mordechai Shita is not like that. That if he himself is not Madlik and he doesn't intend to be Madlik, but his wife is Madlik, so then he is not Yeitze. So when he sees then he's Mechuyev to see a Nechanikeh and to say Vrocha and the Riyah. But the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Mordechai. So why does he mention here the Mordechai Shite, which is inconsistent with the Shite that the Mechaber passed in the previous Simen, that even if he himself is not Madlik, but if a member of his family in the other city is Madlik, then he's not Mechuyev to see the nearest Hanukkah, and he doesn't say Broche Shosanisim when he sees the nearest Hanukkah. So there is no chiyuv incumbent upon a person in whose house in there is Doluk to see the Hanukkah. Why does he paskin like the Mordechai? The Mordechai is Lishitose, because he holds that if in case the person himself is not Madlik, so but even though his wife is Madlikes, then he's Mechuyev to see in the Hanukkah and to say Broche Shosanisim. But the Mechaber and the Ramor, they don't pask like the Mordechai in the previous Simen. Why does he pask here like the Mordechai? V'chei neyagin, v'afilu im reitzel Yehudim, v'reya haneris, im reitzel ha'achmir al atzmei, ולהדל יפני עצמי מדליק ומבורך עליהם וכן נהגים הנסר בהם השמיני מן השמן הצורך לשיעור הדלוקה איסר למידור. This is really a תשובס הרשבו. The רשבו that if any oil is left after the eighth day and you just put in enough oil to burn for half an hour. That's what actually Rashi says. Because if he put in more than is necessary to burn for half an hour, then it's not huksol mitzvah said that oil. And it's not osava anoye, because after it burned for half an hour, so there is, he can extinguish it. He's not mechuyev to let it burn any longer. So the Jewish Rashba says, only if he put in b'tzimtzum exactly the quantity of oil that is necessary so that it would burn for half an hour, and then some oil was left because for some reason it was extinguished before it burned out all the oil. So then that oil is also banoye. So that's what he says. And Israel Mashminim Hashemen Atzorich Lishio Hadloke Israel Midua Viseo Vivniatsme Shai Huxol Mitzvosi Vim Nisar Vishemen Achea Vein Shishim Livatle Yesh Mishemir Shein Lehisi Follow of Kedei Livatle. Now, this is, now, in Yerdeye, in Taruvet, Simen Tzadik Tes, Sivov, so the Shulchan Aruch mentions two days. There is an Issa of him, Vatla Nisa Lachatchile. So there is a Shittes HaRishenim that only in an Issa Deraise, so you're not allowed to be Meisif to be Mivatla. But in an Issa Rabbonon, if it's already Mivatla, even though there isn't shishim, there isn't enough to be mevatel, you can be massive to be mevatel. Now Chanukah involves a Rabbonon. So according to that shite, so it's mutter to be massive to be mevatel. But this is in accordance with the Loshen, that the Yisra of mevatel and Yisra Chathile, even when it's mu'el before, is so you're not allowed to be massive to be mevatel, applies even to an Yisra the Rabbonon.